Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Hey, this is Paris. I'm still here at the Xbox Media Showcase, and I just got a chance to check out We Happy Few. And I'm here with someone to talk about it, so if you can please introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Cord Smith. I'm the marketing director at Compulsion Games.
Thank you for taking a few minutes. And I know it's probably loud. Hopefully people can hear this correctly. But We Happy Few, you know, we heard about this, it was last year. Last year, right?
Or year two before? Years ago. 2 years ago. Big reveal.
Yeah.
The pinata and the rat.
And it was kind of in the preview program.
Yep, it went into Xbox Games Preview.
Yeah.
And we were also in Early Access, etc. So the game has been out there in a certain form,
right?
But we had to hold back, or we strategically held back a ton of the story content.
So let's talk about that. We obviously now we've seen it's going to get its final, you know, date release, all that good stuff from the briefing today. So kind of talk about the things that you had to hold back story wise. What was the purpose of that?
Well, I mean, in Early Access, we wanted the community involved. That was really key for the studio, was to have development that was not community led, but community cooperative, I guess.
Right.
So we kind of swung the door open, but it meant getting updates for the game out, but obviously not spoiling the experience for people for the final release. So what we call 1.0 is the August 10th release of the game. What people have seen in Early Access were a lot of the systems, kind of some of the tech in terms of the procedural tech that builds out the world, and then really one main character, who's Arthur Hastings,
okay,
who you saw in the reveal 2 years ago. But since then, we've held back two other playable characters. We've held back basically Arthur's entire story. So people had access to kind of a sandbox version of a smaller part of the world.
Okay.
But there's just so much that they haven't seen.
So whenever I hear about We Happy Few, whenever anyone talks about it, it always gets this comparison to BioShock. Is that fair?
I think it's fair. I think it's something we embraced early on. Really, 2 years ago, that reveal changed the course of development on the game because it had been more of a hardcore survival procedural-based game. So it's meant to be kind of an urban survival where you need to hide in plain sight, need to figure out how to deal with these wellies who were paranoid, schizophrenic people that were all on joy and all happy, and if they saw somebody who wasn't, they wanted to kill them. So they wanted to kill you. But the response to that early scene was so powerful, and people kept asking for more story and more lore and what is this world all about? And then the comparisons to BioShock kind of convinced us that we needed to build something that was more linear in some ways, more focused on those elements.
Okay.
And what that involved was hiring a ton more people. We're like 35 people
right
in the studio, but
right
they were seven at the time.
Yeah.
You know, 4 years ago, it started with a team that was less than 10. So that was really important to tackle that, and as that content continued to be built out, we saw the game really mature and evolve, and it really were able to tell the story we wanted to tell all along, but within a structure and a genre that required more content,
yeah,
but ultimately allowed us to fulfill that vision.
But like you mentioned just now, it is taking a more linear approach, but that original idea of the open sandbox is still there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And by linear, I mean like more of a mission structure that bleeds out in front of you. So you have more elements that lead from A to B to C to D, getting through each character's story. But you can choose how you want to do it. We still have open world mechanics.
Okay.
We lightened up the survival mechanics. It's not meant to be a hardcore game. A lot of people really want to play the story. They want to be involved and maybe monitor their food, or they want to sleep, etc. But we've lightened a lot of those things. So instead of like hurting you, like punishing you, it's you'll get buffs if you pay attention to it, right? So if you make sure you're well fed, then we'll keep your health higher. If you make sure to get rest, then your stamina will be a little higher. But you know, if you don't choose to do those things, we're not going to end the game and have permadeath and now you start over from square one. Which was kind of the concept of the game 4 years ago.
Right.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I'm really anticipating this game. And like you said, it's coming August 1st.
Obviously, August 10th.
Did I say 1st?
Yeah.
Long day already. August 10th. Obviously, it'll be on Xbox One. It's still on Windows 10?
Still on Windows 10, and we're actually still on PlayStation 4. So,
okay, so,
yeah,
and that actually leads me right into my next question. So, obviously, it was announced. Your company was acquired by Microsoft Game Studios. So, I don't know, personal feelings on that. It's an exciting time. Looking forward to it.
Oh, we're overjoyed.
Yeah.
but we're all a little overwhelmed, and it's surreal to be here, and it's kind of the announcement is something that I think the studio, all of our fans, everyone's kind of celebrating what it means for us. In concept and theory are all great things.
Yeah.
But they're great things kind of in the long term. Right now we have such a laser focus on finishing the game, preparing it with, you know, day one, make sure it gets updated,
right,
et cetera. And then moving on to the DLC. So the expansions that we promised for the game with the season pass, which was the plan for the next year of development. So that's kind of been locked down, and that's where we want to focus efforts. But then really open up the floodgates after that for the next future projects.
Right.
Now it's this feeling that we have this, I mean, I don't know if juggernaut's the right word, but, you know, this amazing company that really on a genuine level has been such a proponent of the game and the studio for so long. It's weird. As much as it's just a shock and crazy for this acquisition to happen, it felt right. You know, it really feels right.
Well, that's the funny thing. And just to be honest, I've always viewed this as an Xbox game, and then even when, like you said, yeah, this game will be on PlayStation 4, and then obviously anything moving forward. But your support for DLC, everything, PlayStation 4 is going to get that. Obviously,
sure.
Windows 10, PC,
absolutely,
whole thing.
And then in the future, you'll see us really spread our wings with Microsoft specifically. And, you know, for us as a developer, certainly as a longtime indie developer, the more people you can give access to play your game, the better. You know, for us, we've had a lot of fans begging early on, like,
yeah,
oh, but will it be on PlayStation now? Oh, will it be on Switch? And blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's like, of course, we want everyone to have it that wants it. But that said, now going inside Microsoft, to be able to laser focus on creative that we continue to push the boundaries.
Right.
And we're not being, you know, indoctrinated to do, you know, Microsoft IPs or anything like that.
They aren't going to have you make Kinect games.
No, right? Yeah. And they love us because we're weird. And because we took risks, and I think that's a really awesome kind of story for everyone out there. It's like, make the game you want to make, be bold, be weird, be wonderful. And this is, again, I'm overwhelmed that this is happening, but it feels like a reward for staying true to ourselves. And I credit Guillaume, our founder, and a great team, Whitney over here to the side of us, who isn't speaking to us because she's so shy. But, you know, from art direction to design to kind of just the company culture, it's been phenomenal to watch the studio grow. And I think everybody's really excited about where it's going to go from here.
I mean, that is awesome. I'm excited for it to come out on August 10th.
Yeah, that's
not the
right
first.
Thank you, Paris.
No, but again, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to me. Game looks awesome. Can't wait for it to come out. And best of luck in the future.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
All right.
it.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.